does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It is Friday, August 1st, 2025, and guess what? This is a show we call Viva Lamac.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on.
I know you love the thing you got. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Oh yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Oh yeah, you really got me so. You got me so I can't sleep at night. You really got me. You really got me. You really got me. See, don't ever set me free. I always wanna be by your side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Oh yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Oh yeah, you really got me so. You got me so I can't sleep at night. You really got me. You really got me. You really got me.
tous l'avez cru. Un de scène, oh mon Dieu. Von Gaspar, du Kizan, Sumida, in Japan.
Music from none other than Sparks, wrapping up the first set of music here on 88.3 FM WRCT from their latest album Mad I-405 Rules. For Sparks, how about some Devo? Are We Not Men? Yeah, we are Devo. Uncontrollable Urge from Akron, Ohio's own Silicon Teens from 1979 gave us their version of You Really Got Me from their Music for Parties album. Manta Ray, a Spanish band from the Estra Texa album with Take a Look. And Lou Reed. Lou Reed started the entire set off from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed, my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, and people call me the Mockster. So for the next 2 to 4 hours, you can call me Mock, because my name is Mock. In fact, if you see me on the street, you can still call me Mock. Lots of people do that. And I'll still answer you. What was the question again? I don't remember. It's about 20 after the hour. We're figuring this out. We build the bridge each week as we cross it. You can help me with this construction project by suggesting songs and requests. You can do that. 412 268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. If it is Friday, August 1st, you're much more likely to get me to answer the phone. If you want to email me, you can do that. I do like the emails, wrctrequest@gmail.com. I've got what you're going to call a mishmash of records and CDs pulled to make up this show. Not sure what direction it's going to go. We never do. We're never that organized. But we try. So I had a lot of people reaching out to me going, Moxter, you know what today is? And I said, yeah, it's August 1st. They're like, no. Today's the anniversary of the launch of MTV. Twice, because in 1987, MTV Europe launched on August 1st. And in 1981, MTV US launched. And everyone knows the first video played on MTV was the Buggles doing Video Killed the Radio Star. And every once in a while, the Moxter likes to pull out the fact that one of the writers of that song, Bruce Woolley, had his own project called Camera Club. And he did his own version of the song.
I heard you on the Wallace back in Fancy Blue. Starting to work in Virginia.
I heard you on the Wallace back in 52. Flying away in Temple, tuning in on you.
Video killed the radio star.
The DBs. The DBs wrapping up that set of music. With a big brown eyes. Before that, how about some Let's Active in that set with Easy Does. Hold that one off of Cyprus. Now, Chris Stamey was in the DBs. Mitch Easter was in Let's Active. Together, they were in a band called Sneakers. I played you some Sneakers with a Loves Like a Cuban Crisis. A Chris Stamey penned a tune from, I believe that originally it was like from 1975. So like 50 years ago. Mayflies USA gave us Sodium Pentothal from their Pity List album that came out only 25 years ago, back in 2000. We start the entire set with Bruce Woolley and the Camera Club doing their version of Video Killed the Radio Star from the English Garden album from 1979. Now, knowing that Bruce was a co-writer of the song with Jeff Downs and Trevor Horn, who later went on to be the Buggles, I was always like, who did it first? Because they both came out in 1979. And according to one source on the internet, it says that the Buggles released their version in September, and Bruce released his version in October. But then there's another thing on the wikis that said Bruce released his first, but it just flopped and didn't go anywhere. I don't know. Guess I'm partial to the Buggles version. Hey, speaking of the Camera Club, which I was, did you know Thomas Dolby was a member of said band? I'm just telling you things that I know. Also know a little bit about sarcoma. If you've never heard of it, think about this word. It's sarcoma, and it means cancer. Because it is cancer. So through awareness, advocacy and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is actually bringing hope to families whose lives have been turned upside down by a cancer they've never heard of until its diagnosis. So please join us in the fight to find a cure for sarcoma. For more information on the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, go to curesarcoma.org. Yeah, the Moxer just found out that a buddy of his, probably 2 months ago, found a little lump on his neck. Found out he had a little bit of cancer on his tonsils. And the good news is he said after the surgery, actually, he's cancer-free. And this is why you need to go in, especially as you get older, kids. Little lumps and bumps and things that aren't normal might not be normal. Much like the Moxer, not normal. The Babblers.
I tried the best I could do, but it wasn't enough. Couldn't do what I should, and the judgment was rough. Get out, stay out, and no doubt, you're out. But the game isn't over, I do carry on, making most of every day. Here I come.
all the best women on the rocks. We're sipping drinks, but we will be with them when we hit the top. They'll be falling over us, but I'll stop wearing fences. Cause I'm close in love with the girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastore checkout desk. With the girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastore checkout desk. She takes money, she gives change, she sells records, and that's special. Labels as EMI, CBS, A&M, RCA, Kansas States, like Creole, Rock, and Decker, Christmas, Richards, Apple, RSO, Island 2, Stitcher, Logo, Factory, Zoom, who all turn me down, and not forget it, man. Velcro, Cuban, Rewrite, Phonogram, Reed, Richards, Warner, Manning, Carousel, Transatlantic, Crystalis, Polygon, Warner Brothers, Medical, but does it bother me? No, cause I'm in love with the girl. In love with the girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastore checkout desk. I'm in love, he's in love with the girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastore checkout desk. I'm in love, he's in love with the girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastore checkout desk. I'm in love, he's in love with the girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastore checkout desk.
I bought my groceries so we can linger. I took counters and watch your fingers. Hit the numbers, hit the ringers.
Checking off the checkout girl. Checking off the checkout girl. Checking off the checkout girl. Checking off the checkout girl.
I love to shop, I love to shop, I love to shop, I love to shop.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome. Please begin scanning.
In the summer of my youth, I met a Capricorn. She was a bad girl at the supermarket. And I was the produce boy. We'd meet among the vegetables and dance among the fruit. It was unbridled joy. when I was the produce boy. And she the fair bad girl who bagged my heart with love. As you can imagine, the management wasn't too keen. There were groceries to be bagged and peaches to be purged for stray nectarines. But our hearts were in the artichokes. The kiwis held our dreams. My boss's name, it was Roy. When I was the produce boy. And she the fair bad girl who bagged my heart with love. What was that, ma'am? Yes, small bags for light items. No, sir. The jicama has not been very good these days. Excuse me, little boys. Please don't play catch with the melons. Oh, my love, how I long to take your hand and walk you down aisle 17, where I could kiss you, and I could hold you, and I could show you it's not a dream. What happened to the girl? Did she become a checker at the supermarket? Or did she set her sights on something more? Still I can remember her pastel latex gloves. She was never so coy when I was the produce boy. And she the fair bad girl who bagged my heart with love. She did, you know. I miss you, Mildred. Say hi to your folks.
Thank you, valued customer. Please select method of World Monkeys.
A fear of failure won't hold me back from hoping someday you'll be mine. A fear of failure won't hold me back from hoping someday I'll be right.
Ball Boy wrapping up that set of music from their Guide to the Daylight Hours that came out back in 2004. I know. I keep saying things like this because then all of a sudden my brain goes, that was 21 years ago. I feel like it was just maybe 4 years ago. Anyway, the Ball Boy, I wonder if you're drunk enough to sleep with me tonight. The track you heard, Splang, had an album out about 2 years ago now, I think it was. Which wrapped up like a little set of just inspiration that happened spontaneous here. Did not plan that, but Splang was She the Fair Bag Girl from Thank You Valued Customer. Then before that, some Was Moneras checking out the Checkout Girl from an album of the same title. Then I played the Freshies in there with I'm in Love with the Girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastore Checkout Desk. Say that one time fast. And started the entire set with the Babbler. So I had three songs in there that were just about like cashier, checkout people. For some reason. Why not? They're all great little pop songs. The Babblers started off that entire set. From a reissue of the Like the First Time album that just came out this year. The Babblers, now if you're unfamiliar, they're this Finnish power pop band that started back in the early 80s when they were all like teenagers. I think all the members have like the equivalent of a Finnish Grammy. So they're all accomplished, but they put something out in the early 80s. And then they put the album that I just played off of back in like the late 90s, but they only released it in Japan and Finland. So this is the first worldwide release outside of those two countries for this album. Here I Come was the name of the song. If I didn't tell you that, sometimes I forget. I forget what I say because I just say it, and then it goes away. I want to remind you that you know the smallest moments that a father spends with their children can have actually the biggest difference in that kid's life. Yeah. You know, kids who spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful, and with any luck, funnier. Corny dad jokes is one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kid. So take a moment, make a moment, and make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. If you visit fatherhood.gov, you can find out more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and your good friends here at the Viva La Mach radio program. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is my show, and I appreciate you taking some time to hang out with me, allowing me into your car, your workplace, your home, wherever you're listening. Maybe you're walking the dog. Awesome. There's a song that you have stuck in your head that you'd like me to unstick by playing it on the radio. Feel free to call me up at 412-268-WRCT. That's 412-268-9728. You can email me. I know. Crazy how that works. You can email me at WRCTRequest@gmail.com. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, a show called Viva La Mach. Now that Was Moneras is a album I actually just recently bought on a whim when I was down at the government center. And here's another band that I realize I own their music. The Lackloves. Yeah.